So today we've got three speakers on remote work. Start with Karen Fields, who's started her career at the IRS, TEGE. She's been with two accounting firms now. She was at KPMG, and she's currently with RSM. Next to Karen, we have Lauren Gresh, which actually works at the same institution I do. We met today, and we also found out we had worked at the same law firm for a while. And Lauren is our Senior Associate General Counsel. She handles employment and benefit issues and very knowledgeable in this area. And our third speaker, you know, Ed Jennings, who was with us yesterday. Ed and I have presented, I won't say how many years. And as you know, Ed's very knowledgeable in this area, very experienced in all these higher ed tax issues. So with that, Ed, if you're ready to go, I don't think I have any other announcements. If you have questions during the session, raise your hand and I'll bring the mic to you. Is that you going to take them during or do you want to wait?
I think we can take them.
Take them during? Okay, just raise your hands and we'll try to get the mic to you. So it's all yours, Ed.
Thanks. Good morning, everyone. Greetings. I see some smiling faces. This is pretty good. This is after a long day yesterday, so I got to tell you, this is impressive. You folks are a credit to the profession, just the same. And may I say that applies to those folks at home. It's probably more challenging because you don't have the camaraderie. We actually had a good time last night at the after hours event. It was pretty good, and it's been a lot of fun. So anyway, I wanted to let you know right away before we get started, just an administrative matter. I'm not working the slides today, so that should help things as we go. Yeah, I knew you'd take my stuff. You know, he takes my jokes, he takes my materials. Let me just start out and say welcome to our work, our session today. And it's really remote work and how you can help your college or your university turn challenges into opportunities. And I think that's a big deal because I think we're going to see, where we are is really at a pivotal point with remote workplace. We have a situation where I think COVID has ended. And I think at this point in time, employers are wrestling with what to do. We certainly have to finalize something. Do we go back to the pre-COVID era? Do we go with a hybrid? What kind of remote do we want to do? I think they're looking for answers. I think they're anxious to figure out that they want to do something permanent. And I say that because we've got empty office spaces. A lot of folks are talking about recruiting, retention, developing different policies. So it's becoming a pressing issue. And as you know, taxes plays a pivotal role with this. So that's really where we come in. We're going to talk today a lot about the tax rules. And we're going to take a deep dive into the tax authorities, and we're going to talk about some of the gaps or the nuances that, with the current law as reconciled with the current environment. And I think the tax authorities are very important because it helps you develop a position back at your institution that folks are going to be comfortable with. You know, we tend to get a pushback a lot. We have a law school, so we have a tax law professor who actually knows more about tax than all of us put together. So it's good to have that kind of authority for you. It allows you to deal with the pushback. I was just kidding about the law professor. So if you can look at this, what we've got is the table of contents. We're first going to start out with defining the terms. We're then going to get into talking about what the current environment is and where we can go with this. And that's really based on surveys. Then we're going to talk about the law, and we're going to talk about guidance with it. And as I mentioned, there are certain things we want to address. Tax home is pivotal to this, and we're going to talk about travel expenses, office supplies, furnitures. We're going to look at internet, meals, and you know, then there's working out of state, working out of the country, all these issues. And again, tax, although pivotal, is just a part of the process as a whole. So we're going to talk about how tax can fit into that process as we go through this. We also have some case studies. And then with the case studies, we'll be talking about sort of best practices. And then if we have time, we'll get to other considerations. So on that note, Lauren, I'm going to turn it over and ask you for definitions.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm going to give us a little quick level set. We have a lot of slides to get through, so I'm going to go fast. So when we talk about office workers, this is what we all know and used to be, and most of us at least, pre-pandemic. So someone who has a designated space who's expected to be in the office primarily, if not all the time, and is remote, maybe only infrequently. A hybrid worker is someone who has the employer's approval to be working from home for a period of time, a number of days a week, It can be controlled at, you know, a high policy level, or it can be by, at the department level, which is kind of how we manage. At Ohio State, we have the departments choosing, you know, are we all in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and everybody's at home Monday, Friday? Are some people home all the time? Are some people in all the time?